Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming industry in 2025 is thriving with innovation, challenges, and a renewed emphasis on listening to its vibrant community. At the heart of the latest headlines is Naoki Yoshida, director of Final Fantasy XIV, who highlights the crucial role of community engagement and innovative storytelling in driving a game's long-term success. As Yoshida explains, building a satisfying experience means genuinely incorporating player feedback into design decisions, not just treating fans as consumers, but as collaborators. This approach is echoed by new platforms like Goalbound on Roblox, a space that actively encourages user participation through reward codes and active interaction. But the flip side of intense community involvement has surfaced as well, as Capcom's Monster Hunter Wilds team faced a surge of harassment threats leading to the cancellation of a planned performance lecture. This unfortunate episode underscores how companies must align their practices with player sentiments, balancing transparency with safe boundaries for staff. Another major story involves studio stability amidst ongoing reshuffling in the corporate world, notably at Romero Games. Co-founded by industry icon John Romero, the studio is seeking a new publisher after funding was unexpectedly halted, a ripple effect from layoffs at Xbox, but reassures fans that closure isn't imminent. This situation reflects a broader challenge. Studios must remain agile, resilient, and communicative as market forces continue to shake up development. Nintendo is another juggernaut facing changes, responding to growing production costs by considering shorter development cycles for some titles. The plan is to maintain beloved franchise quality while releasing games more frequently, optimizing efficiency without sacrificing the charm and magic Nintendo fans love, which could set an industry precedent for balancing innovation and sustainability. In emerging gaming initiatives, Amazon's Prime Gaming is front and center, capitalizing on consumer engagement with new promotional events, like offering Destiny 2 free to subscribers ahead of the Edge of Fate expansion, cementing Prime Gaming's growing influence. This kind of large-scale giveaway represents a bigger industry trend, where platforms use exclusives and special events to entice players and stir up excitement before major content launches. Innovation is also alive in independent titles, as demonstrated by WanderStars and its dynamic Ki combat system, challenging traditional RPG mechanics. Similarly, ASV Soccer stands out on the pitch. By blending arcade realism with mechanics that reward mastery as much as casual fun. Meanwhile, nostalgia continues to play a powerful role, with the ESRB re-rating Super Smash Bros. To T for teen. This decision could pave the way for classics like Donkey Kong 64 to re-enter the spotlight, complete with online play through the N64 app, much to the excitement of longtime fans. Key annual events are a cornerstone of the gaming calendar, and the ongoing Summer Games Done Quick 2025 marathon is drawing crowds with thrilling speedruns and charity support. Upcoming showcases promise even more surprises, including the Tokyo Game Show 2025 set for September 25th through 28th, which will feature major presentations from global industry leaders. Fans are also marking their calendars for Ghost of Yotei's dedicated State of Play event on July 10th, which promises fresh gameplay reveals and innovation in the genre. The release lineup is heating up, with Death Stranding 2 on the beach scheduled for June 26, 2025, and the next big Hearthstone expansion, Lost City of Un'Goro, both poised to reshape player strategies and in-game economies. Market dynamics are also taking center stage as newly released titles compete for attention. Death Stranding 2 garnered a mixed 73 Metascore, while The Alters climbed higher with an 85, reflecting changing player expectations. Concerns over trust and security are mounting in hardware, After vulnerabilities were discovered in AMD CPUs, causing ripples of anxiety, especially as the Epic Games and Samsung lawsuit settlement alters distribution models. Behind the scenes, strategic analysis thrives in competitive communities, where new character tier rankings are giving both players and developers deeper insights into how minute tweaks can drive engagement and even unlock new revenue streams. Developers are leveraging these findings to design content updates that respond rapidly to evolving player metas and desires. But the Stop Killing Games movement underscores a growing resistance to publishers revoking access to purchased titles, especially after online support ends, sparking heated debates about digital ownership rights. That conversation is only intensifying as the anticipation grows for new releases, like Rememento, White Shadow on July 9, 2025, notable for its inventive elemental mana system. Player nostalgia powers a renewed push for remakes of legendary franchises, including passionate calls for a rebooted Tomb Raider, reminding us how collective memory shapes what the industry creates next. Technological advancements remain on everyone's radar, as Linux gaming sees a major update from Bazite, opening new doors to accessibility and performance for a broader swath of players. Developers and modders are joining forces as never before, as seen with Peak's swift response to mods that exceeded the four-player limit, demonstrating new dimensions of collaboration and community trust in contemporary game development. Iconic characters in gaming cultures get their moment to shine, led by World of Tanks introducing time-limited battle passes called Heroes' Paths, which allow fans to embrace and celebrate legendary in-game figures. Beyond game worlds, gaming culture made international news when a Pokemon fan managed to acquire Pope Francis's signature on a Poplio trading card, a headline-grabbing crossover between pop culture, religion, and gaming fandom. Meanwhile, updates keep rolling for beloved franchises as Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 Plus 4 fuse classic tricks with modern mechanics, ensuring a mix of nostalgia and fresh gameplay for every skater out there. On mobile platforms, Five Nights at Freddy's Into the Pit saw crucial patches addressing critical device-specific issues, proving that support post-launch remains essential. But it's not all smooth skating. Concerns about Mafia: The Old Country's performance highlight the ongoing need for continuous optimization and honest communication post-release. Player creativity is perhaps most wonderfully on display in epic fan projects, such as the recently unveiled Skyrim world map crafted from over 73,000 Lego bricks. This monumental creation is a testament to how games inspire artistry far beyond their original formats. Overall, the industry's ability to listen to fans, to critics, and to shifting trends remains its most vital asset and a crucial factor in shaping future successes. As we look toward marquee events like the Tokyo Game Show and the Future Game Show on August 20th, it's clear that new announcements from top studios will continue to drive excitement and adaptation. Not to be forgotten is how the industry responds to funding challenges and restructuring, as seen through Romero Games' ongoing quest for a publishing partner, an example that may define developmental trajectories for other teams. The anticipation around upcoming releases is only heightened by the mixed critical reception of the Nintendo Switch 2, showing that even the biggest players must remain nimble in the face of changing tastes and technological innovation. Whether you're a developer, player, or industry observer, adaptability and a willingness to embrace new ideas and feedback are more crucial than ever to thrive in this complex, evolving landscape. From bold initiatives and grassroots movements, to blockbuster releases and quirky pop culture moments, today's news paints a picture of an industry in motion, energized, sometimes messy, but always forward-looking. That brings us to the end of today's episode. But remember, the next big update is always just around the corner in the world of gaming. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.